Ms. Johns, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now I'm in the studio, and we've done a sound check. Okay. We're going to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Greetings, Chicagoland, and welcome to the FACT organization. And we are once again going to bring you topics that are important to not only you, but to everyone. And today's topic, we're going to talk about learning disabilities. And we have with us a very important guest, Ms. Beverly Holden Johns of the Learning Disability Association. Ms. Johns, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to be on the show. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Could you tell our audience a brief summary of your background?
Okay. My background is I currently am the president-elect of the Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois and have been involved with the organization for well over 25 years. I have spent my career working with students who have learning disabilities and who also have behavioral challenges. And I also do a lot of advocacy work for individuals with disabilities as well.
So Chicagoland, as you have heard, we don't only have someone who volunteers, but someone who is experienced in the area of learning disabilities with over 25 years of experience and is currently serving as the president-elect of the Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois. So we're going to have a very interesting show, and we're going to get started by letting you explain to us some of the things that the Learning Disability Association does.
Okay, Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois is very, very busy at the time. Essentially, our mission is to promote the education and welfare and provide advocacy for students and adults with learning disabilities and their families. So we want to provide the necessary support, the necessary information, whatever families need to better assist their children with learning disabilities. And we also provide services for adults with learning disabilities in the way of advocacy for them. So we're involved with a number of projects. The first of our projects is one that focuses on training. This year, beginning on September 9th, we have 6 workshops that are scheduled for several Saturdays in September, October, and November. So, for instance, and most of those workshops are in the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
But our first one this year will be in Bloomington Normal, and we'll focus on what is a culturally and linguistically appropriate IEP. So in other words, how can we provide and plan IEPs that are for students who are English learners? On September 16th, we're having a workshop conducted by Matt Cohen, who is an attorney at law, and he will be discussing evaluating students suspected of having learning disabilities, talking about avoiding RTI pitfalls and writing an appropriate IEP, and that's on September 16th, and that's at St. Xavier University in Chicago.
Okay, all right.
Our next one is September 23rd, and that one will be at Northeastern Illinois University, and that's writing an effective transition plan as part of the IEP. On October 14th, we go back to St. Xavier University and do Why Kids Hate School, including ADHD, anxiety, and depression. On October 21st, we're going to talk about effective behavior intervention plans. And on November 18th, we're going to talk about child, family, community, how everybody needs to work together for the betterment of services for individuals with learning disabilities.
For some of our audience, Some of our audience may not understand what the word what the abbreviation IEP stands for. Could you let them know?
Thank you for asking that. That's the individualized education program that every student who is receiving special education services has. And that is the yearly roadmap, if you will, about what types of services we need to provide to our students and how we provide those services. And the document should be both needs-based and strength-based. So we're looking at what the needs of the students are, and we're building on their strengths to meet those needs. So that's the IEP, and thank you for asking that question.
I know that my kids, both of my children, my last two children have gone through having their IEPs, and one's now in college and the other's entering high school and finally out of her IEP as of her eighth grade year. So I'm well versed in the knowledge of it, but some people out there may not understand that. And I just wanted to make sure that you explained that to them.
Right, right. And one of the things also that we are very proud of is that Janet Lerner, who was a pioneer in the field of learning disabilities from here in the state of Illinois, and she taught at Northeastern Illinois University, when she died, her family chose very generously to provide Janet Lerner Memorial Membership Scholarships. Those scholarships allow parents to have a free membership in the Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois. And they also allow parents to come to every single workshop that we have for free.
Wow.
So we are very grateful to Janet Lerner's family because of all of the pioneering work that she did and the recognition that she had that it was very, very important for parents and educators to work together. Her life was based on the premise that we should all work. Educators and families should work closely together for services for children with learning disabilities. So because of her legacy, we have these scholarships, and we encourage families or adults with learning disabilities to come forward and to contact the LDA office so that they can avail themselves of these free opportunities that we are providing.
Well, you hear that, Chicagoland. Free opportunities. It's one of the favorite words of most people when we say it's free. That means that
right,
you can
exactly,
be a part of this.
Exactly.
There's no excuse that, well, I can't afford it. These are services and these are meetings and educational moments that you can gain for free that can affect your life, your children's life directly. And the partnership between educators and teachers and those who volunteer for our children and the parents is essential to a successful education program. I don't care if it's learning disabilities or not. The involvement is important. So please take advantage of every opportunity. And this is an excellent opportunity, Chicagoland. Now, you mentioned the word that you do advocacy for people. How does advocacy look for children and adults? Is it the same type of advocacy, or does it look differently between the two?
Well, we have a broad range of advocacy services that we provide. For instance, if someone has questions about how they can better get services, they can always call the Learning Disabilities Office, and I'll provide that phone number, and we will connect them with somebody who can answer their question about that. So we provide direct one-on-one advocacy as much as possible. You know, maybe the family has a question about, I believe my child needs to be evaluated. What do you think? Or my son wants to go to college. What can we do to facilitate that? Or I need to learn more about what are some good back-to-school supplies that won't be harmful to my children. We provide just a variety of, you know, answers to those questions for families and for educators as well, because an educator might be working with a student and might be running into some challenges. And we have individuals who've worked in the schools for many years who can say, you know, maybe you could utilize this. So a wide variety of advocacy services on an individual basis for families. We also provide a newsletter that gives people an overview of what's happening in the state of Illinois and in Washington, D.C. that's impacting services to children. We also monitor what's happening legislatively. So we do all of those things, and now we're very excited that we're involved in a project known as the Healthy Children's Project.
And I was just about to ask you about that.
To ban toxic chemicals in our environment.
Could you explain more about that project? I know these are things that are very important, and some people don't even realize that they're exposing their children to things. So could you please just let us know more about this Healthy Children Project?
Okay. The Healthy Children's Project has really been very, very valuable work. Let's just take the example of right now everybody is getting ready to send their children back to school. But there are healthy back-to-school supplies that we can put in the hands of our children, and there are back-to-school supplies that, in fact, are toxic for children and can actually harm them.
Wow.
And so, for instance, you know, we have a fact sheet out that talks about if you're going to buy your children back-to-school supplies, you want to look for items that are marked PVC-free and BPA-free to get started. You also want to look for, you have to learn to read what is actually in the back-to-school supplies. So you want to stay away from items that have vinyl in them, because generally items that have vinyl have toxic chemicals in them. You want to avoid colored paper clips for children because they may be, quote, coated with something known as PVC. So you stick with the plain metal ones. You want to avoid anything unless it's marked BPA-free. So if you're buying your child or your young adult a water bottle, it's best to buy a stainless steel water bottle and a stainless steel lunchbox. You also want to avoid anything with chlorine and avoid permanent or water-based markers that contain anything toxic or have in them, if you look in the back at some of the ingredients, if they say artificial fragrance, you know, that is problematic. Another item that you want to be very careful of for children, and we're working closely with child care settings, and in fact, we have offered any place in the state to do a workshop for daycare centers, Head Starts, et cetera, for them to be careful of chemicals that are of concern that are maybe utilized in a daycare center. Just as an example of we learned that there were some companies selling flame retardant mattresses for cribs. So we think, well, of course, we want a flame retardant mattress for a child. But some of those flame retardant mattresses have toxic chemicals that can result in neurological damage to children.
Wow.
We also say, stay away from items that have heavy metals in them, like arsenic and mercury. Stay away from things that are stain and waterproofers. And what we're doing is working with businesses and companies that sell products to say, please take some of these products off the market because these products could cause neurological damage for children. And then we encourage people to say, what if, you know, making sure that the water is tested for lead, because lead is harmful. You know, high doses of lead are harmful to children. So we're doing a Getting Ready for Baby campaign. We just visited also some stores, particularly Jewel Osco stores, because they still have some products on their shelves that have toxic chemicals in them. We have visited Dollar Tree stores, because while Dollar Tree stores provide cheap products, we have to be very, very careful about some of those products because they may be harmful to children. So we think we're doing, you know, buying the child a toy or a bubble bath only to find out that it has toxic chemicals in it.
Wow.
So that's why I always say for families to read labels on products before they buy them. And sometimes it does get overwhelming, but if you just remember to avoid items that have PVC in them, have BPA in them, have chlorine in them, have artificial fragrance in them. So those are some of the things that we're doing to promote safer products that are used with our children.
And this time of the season, a lot of parents are going out buying school supplies. So it's very important that they get grasp this understanding that not everything that glitters is gold. Not everything that's in a store is necessarily going to be safe for your children. Sometimes, and it's not because the manufacturers or the companies are evil people. They're just not realizing the health factors that they're putting people at risk with by using sometimes cheaper materials, and sometimes the materials that even last longer to replace the cheaper material. So that, you know, you're solving one problem and causing another problem. So with the Healthy Children's Project, do you have a separate website for that, or where people can go and get that information?
No, we don't have a separate website.
Okay.
But we have the information on our LDA website.
Oh, could you give that?
As our workshop information and all of that information. And then we also, we have a Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois Facebook page. And on that page, we also post Healthy Children's Project updates. And then there is also a separate Healthy Children's Project Facebook page. If you just put in Healthy Children's Project, you will find that as well. And our Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois our Facebook page is Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois, and we put frequent updates about our workshops that are coming up and about what's happening in the Healthy Children's Project as well.
Okay. That's good. See, a lot of people out there might not
know. And we do have a website, so I want to give you our website, and that's www.ldail.com.
Okay, and do you have an 800 number or a number they can call?
We have a phone number. We have, it's 708-430-7532.
Okay. So, Chicagoland, again, I want you to take pen and paper and write this down. Again, the website is www.ldail.com. And the phone number where you can call and get more information is, again, 708-430-7532. And you can also look them up on Facebook at Learning Disability Association of Illinois on your Facebook page and add them as a friend, like their page, and then follow the information that's on that page. It's a time for you to, again, get the information. It's very important for our children to be safe, while at the same time, we want to make sure they're prepared for school. And like she just said, something like flame retardant beds at a daycare center, and it's important to have them, but sometimes we just have to read labels. As parents, as grandparents, as aunts and uncles, we're so busy getting things for the kids that we forget that we need to read the label. Read what's in it, read what they've done, so that we make sure we're getting the most current and the safest products for our children. Now, Ms. Johns, in all the things that are going on nationally and locally, the state of Illinois has still been struggling with Senate Bill 1, which is one part of it is financing, but there's more than just financing tied to this bill, correct?
Yes, yes. I mean, the legislation is itself over 400 pages. And the concern that Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois has about the legislation is in the area of special education. Learning Disabilities Association believes that there should be a specific line item that provides reimbursement of funding for school districts when they hire educators who work with students with disabilities. And so, for instance, a school district hires a teacher, they will get money back for hiring that teacher. Senate Bill 1 eliminates that dedicated funding, and that is the piece of the bill that we have major concerns about.
So we have that right now.
We believe that our students need specific teachers to provide services to them.
So this is something that we have right now, but that Senate Bill 1 has reconstructed and removed it to give the schools general funding instead of specific funding, right?
Well, what the bill does is it says that you can utilize that money for any purpose related to special education. We believe that's too broad. We want schools to provide teachers so that they can serve students with disabilities, or occupational therapists, or physical therapists, or social workers, or school psychologists. And Senate Bill 1 eliminates that.
And again, Chicagoland, it's very important to know that the press does not cover everything. And there are things that you need to be proactive about. If your child's education is important to you, I know it's a 400-page book, but at some point, we need to put down our books and pick up our children's future book, which is a bill called Senate Bill 1, and understand what's there so we can talk to our legislators and give them specific things that we say we need change. We have to protect children from political decisions. We have to protect children, and because we're the parents, we're the grandparents, we're the community, and they need to know that we're concerned about the small details in the bill as well as the big details, correct?
That's right. That's exactly right. That's why it's important, you know, to educate ourselves continually on what these pieces of legislation actually say and what the implications of those pieces of legislation are. It is important that people be well educated on these topics and not just necessarily believe what some people say may be in the bill. You have to do some investigation, and you have to rely on, you know, organizations, you know, that say, all right, let's look at this specific part of a piece of legislation, and what does this mean to children with disabilities?
Wow. And some things are frightening. The devil, the old statement, the devil's in the details. Sometimes in the details.
Exactly.
Is where the harm is.
You know, I've been involved in reading legislation for 40 years. And I learned early on that you have to read the details, because you're absolutely right.
Now, there's also a big push about school vouchers and property tax freezes and things like that. Would a school voucher program help the services for LD students, or would it hinder them?
Well, I think the issue that we need to be concerned about is what happens to our public educational system, because our public educational system is the one that provides, that is supposed to provide services to all students.
Mm.
And so we need our, you know, we need our public schools.
And again, Chicagoland, when people start talking about choice and vouchers, realize that the public school system is the one system where you have to educate everyone who comes. When you start using vouchers, they can be selective about who's in their school, what programs they offer, because now it's no longer underneath the guise of a public education, but it's underneath the guise of money, and decisions about money oftentimes leave our kids out. So please make sure that when you're looking at things like this, that we take a holistic approach to every topic and realize that Chicagoland is important, that we have education for everyone, not just for the selective few. Now, Ms. Johns, in our last minute or so, do you have anything you would like to leave our listening audience with?
Well, we want individuals to become more involved in the Learning Disabilities Association of Illinois. We want you to join with us so that whether you're an educator or you're a parent or you're an adult with learning disabilities, we need you and we need your involvement in our organization, and we want to provide services. And the more people that are involved, the better for providing services. The more we can spread the word about the needs of students and adults with learning disabilities.
Ms. John, the FACT organization would like to thank you for the work that you're doing in the community and your 25-plus years of service in this area. We thank you for what you're doing and what you've already done, and we look forward to the programs and things that you're going to have in the future that will help our audience. Chicagoland, again, you can reach this organization, the Learning Disability Association of Illinois website is www.ldail.com. Their telephone number is 708-430-7532. And you can also reach them on Facebook at Learning Disability Association of Illinois. And look that up on Facebook, like them and follow them. And the information you heard about the Safe Kids program is all going to be there too, as well as the listing of the classes that we are told about starting in September, running all the way through November. So please, Chicagoland, take advantage of these programs. Again, we thank Ms. John for being our guest tonight, and stay tuned for our next informative program. But come back next week when, once again, we will build our nations and strengthen our communities through volunteerism and through information. Good night. Thank you, Ms. Johns.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you a lot.
That was painless, see?
Right. Always good to talk about, you know, issues that are of concern to us.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, well, I wanted to make sure we get some of that out there so that the people would know that, you know, when we're talking about overriding the veto and things like that, that people know the whole story and not just what's out there in the press.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and unfortunately, some people are not being told some of that.
Oh, not at all. So I thank you for the work you're doing. I was looking at some of the stuff on the website and some of your legislative notes, and I'm like, ooh, I got to keep up with this woman's notes. These notes are great.
Hey.
So I will add you as a Facebook follower, and so I will keep up on information too. So thank you very much for your help today.
Okay, thank you, Marshall.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
What'd you think?
If you would like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator for assistance.
Date August what? 15th. Yeah, you should know that date. August 15th. Date of your orientation. I think we're off to the DeSable Museum. Ooh, I got the tablet in here. Yes. How'd that happen? And I threw it on, I thought I threw it on the couch, but I obviously threw it in the bag. Okay. Let's see, how'd I get garbage? DeSable Museum, home. I'm taking a nap when I get home. I stayed up till 6 in the morning. What I gotta do now? What else I gotta do? Take pictures. Oh, you wanna run by Payless and see if we can find shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alright.